Go to Slashdot, and I guarantee you, on almost any Microsoft post, there will be somebody that will be making a Clippy joke.
Yeah.
We made them ourselves. When I worked on the Visual C++ team, we were actually going to put in a feature that was our own Clippy, that had well, it wasn't Clippy. It was a little. Whenever you made a syntax error, it was a video image of Mike Blazak coming up saying, "You dork," right? But we were even making fun of it. But we're not the target market for Clippy. The target market is a different group, and so understanding your where your feedback and how you touch customers, and where they tell you what's important.
But Bob's a good example of misreading the target market. Right? Mm-hmm. It'd be like designing a ski resort just for beginners.
Right.
Alan Cooper and I talked about this. He says most skiers, if they don't get off the beginning slope in the first 4 days, they're never going to ski again.
Right.
Nobody wants to be a beginner. Nobody wants to look like an idiot. Right. They either want to move up into the medium slope so they can ski with their friends, or they just give up and go drink beer.
So that beginning model, though, that's usability and user interfaces, and that is an incredibly interesting market. When thinking about how people use stuff, like the Bob interface, if you could apply that to the video recorder, then you'd probably solve the 30 million video recorders in the US that blink 12, right? How did the manufacturers solve that problem? What they've done is they've actually, if you don't set the clock, it just doesn't show it. That's how they've solved it, right? Why didn't people set their time? Because it's like, it's hard. I got to push 7 buttons, with a leg in the air, and then, I can then go and change it. So beginning interfaces are useful to you if you have a utility or a function that you don't use very often, right? But understanding your interface and understanding what you build for the target market, is important. And that's where we, you look at things like Bob and Clippy and say that, okay, Visual Studio, to sort of drag it back to the DevTool area, we should have a way for you to present the user interface of VS, of the tool, in a simple and easy way that you as a developer can use if you don't, not experienced.
Yeah.
But we should not hard code that.
Yeah.
We should enable the interface to change and expand and,
This is the question I asked the VB guys, right? When I first started in this, I was at Basic Pro Magazine, and I remember the first pitch that I think Tom Button and Mike Rizzi
did on VB,
and they were showing off, here's how you draw a window in, Windows 2 with C++. It takes 400 lines of code, and it's complex, and you have to really think about a lot of things. And here's how you do it in VB. You draw a window, and you write 3 lines of code.
Right.
And that was just such a fantastic eye-opener. I mean, just a huge shift in productivity.
Yeah.
Is it possible to do that anymore? Come along with a paradigm shift like that? A hypercard or a B?
Absolutely. I absolutely believe it's possible to do.
Yeah.
The real question you're asking me is, what is it?
Yeah.
See, that's a much harder question to answer than can it be done?
Yeah.
Never say never. And that's what I was talking about with the accessibility for the rest of us, concept. Is there something we can do to sit back in the next version of VS and redefine rapid application development? Is this, a visual composition thing? One of the interesting things, I always thought that Visual Age demoed very well. If you went and used IBM's Visual Age product, they have this visual composition model where you could have a design surface and you could drop components onto the design surface, and then you could drag and drop lines and link it all up. The problem was that once you went past that metaphor, that linkage was never simply a straight, take this, when this event happens, call this. There was always some code behind it. So what you ended up doing was double-clicking on the link being thrown into the editor for the right method, and then you would code, hand code. Yeah. So really, did it give you...
The lines started, you started talking about spaghetti.
Right, you start. So did you really...
I've seen a couple others.
Yes. Right, was that really an advance over, say, Fox Pro's snippet model? You know, maybe not. You know, it demoed really well because they show it...
Sexy.
Right, they show it to people that don't really know, you know, about it. But the average developer would try it and go, yeah, this doesn't really help me. You know, so is it like, is there a way for us to do visual composition of controls on a form or in an application or so on that does make it easy for developers to do things? And remember, this sort of rad concept also has been going back since the 80s. You know, we had Case with, you know, computer-aided software engineering and so on, with a theory that I would go and describe to you my problem, and then the software would spit back an app that solved that, you know, and these sort of things. You know?
Are you guys looking at doing any tablet kind of IDEs? For instance, I know our graphic designer, who's very talented, draws everything out either on a whiteboard or on a pile of paper and shows it to you.
Right.
It says, here, does the user interface look like this? It has a drop-down list box here, it has a checkbox here,
right.
It has a text entry box here, and it has a menu across the top. Does it look like that? And you can go, yeah, it looks just like that, or no, I need it moved around. And then he moves around and redraws it.
Right.
Would it be possible to take a drawing like that and then replace what he drew out with the real components?
Right. If you go back to when VB1 came out, you know, VB1's, you know, biggest usage in the enterprise space, in the corporate space, was as a prototyping tool. You know, people dumped controls on a form and wrote really minimal code behind that form to give people an idea of how an app would look. Then they took that and recoded it as a C++, Win32 app. You know, and so... they did the, you know, that was, prototyping is a big thing that people do. You know, is it possible for us to do something like that? You know, absolutely it is. You know, if you look at what's coming down, in the designer space and so on, speak to Forrest, you know, we'll have tools that do that. You know, make it easy for you to make a UI and, you know, hard code in, you know, the demo of things.
I've seen some of the secret projects here, but they don't get to that scenario where I can draw out an interface with a pen and give you a rough idea. And then if you say, yeah, I like that, I can then right-click on each component, say, replace this box with a text entry box, replace this box with a drop-down list box, replace this box with a menu bar, replace this box with a, you know, and switch it over to real code,
right
like that, you know, and then hand that over to a coder who can then go and fill in.
Right.
Certainly seen some really neat things with vector graphics and hinting at what I've seen without saying it.
Right.
But certainly you can see some really neat new design prototyping tools that remove the time to recode.
So look at, like, one of the major uses of Flash, for example, is that to give that demo app. You know, it's easy to draw up, you know, using a designer. And by designer, I mean sort of web graphic designer type approach.
Well, first Longhorn I saw was all director movies.
Okay? Yeah.
So the Longhorn team here developed director movies to give me an idea of what the final.
Right. So it's very easy to do that type of thing. You know, the next step moving from that, you know, is to saying, okay, you know, do I go through this UI and turn it into a working prototype. The question that we have to ask, though, is how useful is that? You know, is that, and this is what if we go way back to the start of the tape, where I was talking about how you've got to ask how businesses do things, how do customers build systems? You know, if I whack together a quick UI and show something, is the UI the valuable part of what I'm showing? Or am I giving you a graphical representation of what a really huge back-end system is doing? You know, and if that's what I'm doing, then the converting that UI to an app is not really terribly useful. You know, I'm not to say that it's not, you know, that's not something that we wouldn't be looking at, but